Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
How's everybody?
Top shelf.
Not bad.
Good.
Not bad.
Probably had to stay up late because there's another episode of The Bachelorette
on. I know, they're killing me over here.
So we're going to do The Bachelorette in 60 seconds coming up later on this morning.
Is that enough time
for the spoiler alert? Is that enough time for people?
Didn't we just do The Bachelorette in 60 seconds yesterday?
Yes, because it's a two-episode week on The Bachelorette.
I don't know if I can handle this.
So much drama, they couldn't pack it into one two-hour episode.
That's what they want you to think. That's what they want. So you've wasted 4 hours of your life so far this week.
Yes, but there's no episode next week, apparently, so I get a break.
You could have flown to, like, halfway to Europe for 4 hours of The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. Yeah, lucky guy. You're a lucky guy, Paulie. Take one for the team. I think I'll be out of the studio at this time that segment comes
on.
You
heard him, his little shrieks of excitement yesterday when he was doing The Bachelorette in 60. He had audio of himself shrieking from the couch, from the excitement. He likes it.
That was a steamy scene.
It was steamy.
Ooh.
I know. I've been calling the yoga studios all over town to get them to teach me how to do the yop yip. And so far, I guess maybe that's just a California thing. It's a little risque for us here in the conservative Kitchener-Waterloo area.
Really? I'm going to find out the yop yip thing then. Is that what it's called? The yop yip?
Something like that. Yum yum. Tum yum. Funyun. No,
not it. I'm going to yoga next week for the first time in my life. If I don't do the yop yip while I'm there, then something's horribly wrong.
Well, you're going to need a willing partner. You can't really do the yop yip by yourself.
Preferably a woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. well, whatever you're into, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
If I Google yop yip right now.
Yum tum? Sum-tum. Oh, no, that is Thai soup.
Yip-yip are the characters from Sesame Street, aliens.
It's this very intimate yoga move. It's very hot and sweaty and close.
Yop, yip, doesn't come up with anything. Yop, yip, yoga? Yip, yoga?
Yip, yam?
I don't know.
Might be it.
Toe jam.
You guys are absolutely. Do you watch this show or what's the deal here?
Well, yeah, but it was so distracting watching them doing the yip yam that I seem to have forgotten the name.
Yes, yip yam. It's yip yam.
Thank you, Polly. I was right the first time, like as per usual.
You said yop yip the first time.
Oh, what did I call it? What is it called?
Yam.
Yip yam.
Yoga.
Yip yam. Yoga.
All right.
And it's just so fun to say, hey, remember that time we did the yip yam? What?
Do they give you sweet potatoes while you're doing that yip yam?
I'm Google imaging the yip yam yoga.
It's very sexy.
It doesn't seem very sexy at all.
I think it's just a hot yoga thing. Like, you kind of have to do it when you're sweaty.
So much yoga.
So you can have a natural lubricant to, like, remove yourself from the other person's body.
It was hot, all right. Let me just say that.
All right. Well, I'm going to make sure I get it done.
Well, it doesn't hurt that everybody on that show, you know, has one thing going for them, and that is their hotness level.
Yes.
I mean, really. You know, some of them open their mouth and the hotness level goes away and you don't want to do the yip yap with them anymore. But right off the bat, when you see them, you're like, yip, yam, yeah.
Paulie,
is
that why you watch the show? Is that because I've always wondered this with people that actually watch this crap television. Is that why? Because it's full of beautiful people and you get your 2 hour fill every week?
Maybe that's part of it. I mean, I just love the trashy television. I don't know why. I just do. I can't get enough of it.
I know why. It's the same reason women have been watching soap operas for their entire, you know, lives, because it makes us feel better about our own crap. Because you're like, okay, well, as messed up as I am, I'm certainly not that, you know, desperate.
Maybe that's it.
That's totally got to be part of it. Make you feel better about your own life, right?
That's like your stories. If Polly wants to see beautiful people, he need only look across the couch at his new wife.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, she said it, not you, you turkey.
I'm giving you, Polly, that's what you got later on. That's what you tell Marnie. Hey.
I set you up for that, and you didn't even deliver it earlier. You had to wait for Jen to come through for you.
Well, he's a newlywed. I mean, it's okay.
He's a newlywed, so it should be top of his mind.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you feel free to use that, Polly, because I think it'll get you places.
Will do.
You'll be yipping and yamming in no time.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.